This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Giants Center in Hershey. Just about ready to begin our first round consolations for AAA. And there will be a number of wrestlers in this round. Again, not all of the wrestlers who lost, who were knocked down into the consolation round, not all of them wrestled today. Some of them wrestle tomorrow. We've got a little bit of time, so we can let you know who we are going to see in this AAA round as we're still a few minutes away from getting started. At 107, we will see Nico Capusta of Hempfield and Dylan Barrett of Pine Richland. Again, those will be in separate bouts. Same for Leo Joseph of Latrobe and Caden Harbert of West Allegheny at 114 pounds. In this particular round, we'll then jump up to Jake Braun of Latrobe at 127 pounds. And then at 139 pounds, we'll see Dominic Ferraro of Pine Richland. When we get to 152 pounds, we'll see three District 7 wrestlers in this consolation round, Antonio Walker of Plum and Luke Dunlap of South Fayette, along with Nick Jones of West Allegheny, as we're starting to get wrestlers making their way toward the mats. We'll also see Jack Tongle of Plum at 172 pounds in this round, Robbie Allison of Trinity, if he's able to go, at 189, Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny at 215 pounds, and also Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon and Shepard Turk of Thomas Jefferson.
Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford is going to take on Dominic Powell of Upper Dublin. 107 pound consolation.
Also going to see Leo Joseph of Latrobe. Joseph is underway on mat four, or excuse me, mat six. He's wrestling Remy Track of Nazareth.
Shot in by Barrett off the whistle, 30 seconds in.
Yeah, I misspoke. Nico Capusta is not wrestling in this round. He already wrestled two bouts today. Joseph and Track out of bounds, 24 seconds in. They are still scoreless.
Still in a scramble situation right now is Dylan Barrett trying to step across on Powell. 10 seconds left. Close to getting the takedown. There it is. No, they haven't given it to him yet. They waved it. They were going to give it to him, then they waved it off. And they do not give him the takedown. Out of bounds with 2 seconds left.
Joseph still scoreless nearing the end of his first period. In on a leg, but not able to finish. As time runs out, so scoreless after one.
Blood time for Powell at the end of the first period.
Leo Joseph starts his second period on top against Track of Nazareth. Joseph breaks Track flat to his stomach. Working on the right arm, trying to bar that. It looks as though he has. Trying to reach underneath and get the left wrist. Now Joseph laces with the left leg.
Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford will begin the second period on the bottom. Quick sit out and turn up to his feet. And out for one is Barrett.
Almost a minute into the second period, Leo Joseph of Latrobe still riding, still scoreless with Remy Track of Nazareth. Has Track broken flat to his stomach. It might be a cradle in for Joseph, or at least he's trying to get there. Not sure he has the hands locked yet. Does not. Track just flattens out on the bottom.
Barrett, nice drag by, gets behind. Good job, though, by Powell. Just as Barrett was about to get two to straighten up. Now Powell tries a toss. Barrett, though, sits on that, and they go out of bounds. 106 to go, second period.
Stalling call on Track on the bottom. First one against him as he and Joseph of Latrobe near the end of the second period. Looks like Joseph will ride the entire second. And that will do it for period number two. Joseph will start the third on the bottom.
Nice duck under by Powell, but out of bounds. Barrett still holding a 1-0 lead. 40 seconds to go, second period.
Track gives Joseph the escape. Wants to start neutral. Joseph shoots right in on the left leg. Whizzer for Track. Joseph gets around behind, but still the whizzer in. But Joseph, by getting a leg in, gets the takedown and goes up 3-0 early in the third.
24 seconds left, out of bounds go Barrett and Powell. Barrett leading there 1-0.
Joseph and Powell coming back to referee's position with a minute 34 to go. Off the whistle. Track put to his left side by Joseph. Joseph wanted to get a leg in. Now he does. Joseph working on the wrists underneath. Track flat on his stomach.
1-0, Barrett leads after two, and Powell will be on the bottom for the third.
Under a minute to go for Leo Joseph of Latrobe. Trying to advance into the next round of consolations. He's got the right leg laced, had the left arm barred. Track up on one knee. Trying to get up to his feet and close to a potentially dangerous call there. And there it is as Track got up, got his hand up off the mat. So the potentially dangerous call came 34 seconds to go.
Barrett riding, leading 1-0, 1:25 to go, third period. Has an ankle laced right now. Looking for a cradle on the side. And out of bounds they go with 1:12 left.
Track of Nazareth up with 20 seconds to go. He gets an escape, so 3-1. Tries to shoot in, but Joseph wraps around the head. Work to the edge of the mat. Track shoots, and the two end up out of bounds with just 9 seconds left.
Caden Harbert of West Allegheny up now on mat number two, taking on Travis Clausen of Penn Manor at 114 pounds.
Final seconds for Leo Joseph. Track takes a shot, tries to go from the ankle to both legs, but time runs out. Leo Joseph of Latrobe, a 3-1 winner.
45 seconds remaining, third period. Barrett up Penn Trafford riding with a 1-0 lead. Powell tries to turn in, and they go out of bounds with 39 seconds left.
Harbert tied up with Clausen, and Clausen powers through to get the takedown, the lead 2-0, 20 seconds into the bout. And he's going to take him to his back and get a quick two count for two near fall to make it 4-0, Clausen. Harbert Granby's through, but Clausen had the legs in and stays right with him. Now Clausen getting more near fall with a tilt on Harbert. And he's going to get all three and now try to possibly get a fall here late in the first period. With the headlock locked up. Time runs out. It'll be 7-0 Clausen heading to the second.
Final seconds coming off for Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. He rides for the entire third period and will win 1-0.
Clausen takes down to start the second. Harbert down to start the second. He gets caught in a cradle right away and taken right over, and he is pinned. So Caden Harbert of West Allegheny's tournament comes to an end. That fall happened in a minute and 15 seconds to Travis Clausen of Penn Manor.
And Braun of Latrobe will follow Harbert up on mat two. Reminder, this event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the expressed written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved, copyright 2024.
I think we're waiting for Braun to make his way over to mat number two for the bout.
So while we do that, we'll step aside here for a moment and be back with more state wrestling action on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Back here with Jake Braun of Latrobe. Say, on Miles Workentine of Conestoga, that's the wrestler that Kai Sheftick of Waynesburg defeated in the first round, or the preliminary round, rather. Still scoreless, 20 seconds into the bout. Workentine in deep on a leg and has Braun draped over the back, grabbing an ankle. And Workentine's going to power through and get the two with 19 seconds to go in the first. As Braun flattened out with a wing in, too. Period comes to an end. Miles Workentine takes a 2-0 lead into the second period.
Hey, look at the bouts coming up. They have on the mat, on the hole, in the on deck, and then in the hole. And the only one in the hole is Dominic Ferrara of Pine Richland, which tells us that we are in for a good day tomorrow, because that means there's a lot of WPI wrestlers left in these lighter weights. Even the ones that have wrestled so far, the only one losing was Caden Harbert. So good Braun story for the WPIL.
Starts on top in the second period. Workentine tries to sit out, but Braun gets a wing in on the right side. Braun tries to pull him back into the mat with that wing in on the right side. Down to minute 34 to go as Workentine shakes his arm loose. Now crossface by Braun, right over near the edge of the mat. And they go off the mat. They'll restart with 1:23 on the clock.
You mentioned Dominic Ferraro. He's a couple of bouts away, still to come on mat six.
Orkentine tries to get up to his feet, but Braun hangs down on the left side, kind of side headlock. Now has to swing back around, but Orkentine catches a leg. Maybe trying to work a Peterson here. Instead, comes out, gets to his knees, and Braun just kind of hanging on. Looks like he might have to at least give up the escape, and he does. 3-0 Orkentine as they go out of bounds with 48 seconds remaining in the second period. Orkentine shoots in on a double leg. Draped over the back goes Braun, trying to grab an ankle. Hang on. Orkentine trying to get weight on that right foot now. Puts his laces flat to the mat. Braun still hanging on over the back. And end up in a stalemate. We've only got about 15 seconds left of the second period. Now they scramble through more. Orkentine still working here. Trying to get his hips around on top. And they will award the two. And then Braun has to bail out. So it's 5-0 right at the end of the second period.
I just looked ahead at the 189-pound bracket, and just because we talked about Robbie Allison and defaulted in his first match and wondered if he would continue in the consolation. Still, he's still listed in the bracket to go at 189 as of right now.
Third period. Braun takes down. He's trailing 5-0 to Miles Orkentine. Tries to sit out. Orkentine drops down on the legs. Now Orkentine steps into a Turk, tries to elevate, and he's got one count of near fall, but rolling all the way through is Braun. Gets up to his feet, and Orkentine drives through with a double leg to return him back down to the mat. 116 to go, 127 pounds for Jake Braun of Latrobe and Miles Orkentine of Conestoga. Up to his feet again is Braun. Trying to work on the hands to get an escape. He's down to 50 seconds to go. We have a stall warning on Braun now. I don't know how that was on Braun. He gets a one-point escape. I wonder if the ref just raised the wrong wristband. He was up to a stand. He was the one that wasn't returned to the mat. But as I say that, Orkentine dives in on a double leg and is going to finish another takedown to make it 7-1. Unless maybe he was holding onto the wrist and wouldn't let go, but I don't know why he would even want to do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Trailing 5-0 at the time. 18 seconds to go. Braun trailing by 6.
Fortunately, it's not going to make a difference.
It
in
is
this
not.
One.
It is not. Orkentine has that low elbow and pulls it up underneath, and he's just going to be able to ride this out. Final score, Miles Orkentine defeats Jake Braun of Greater Latrobe 7-1.
And we're still a little time away from seeing Dominic Ferraro of Pine Richland at 139 pounds. He is on deck, but about ahead of him. Is nearing the end of the first period. So we'll step aside and we'll have more AAA state wrestling action when we come back to the Giant Center in Hershey in just a minute here at greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. AngelosRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on advanced orthopedics and rehabilitation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
We're back here at the Giant Center, and no District 7 wrestlers out there right now. So far, only two AAA District 7 wrestlers have been eliminated. Mentioned that Dominic Ferraro is coming up next on Mat 6, the bout ahead of him.
Well, Mark, since we got a little time, I'm just curious. You know, this is your last time here at the Giant Center. Thinking back, was this 41 years?
Yeah, I believe this is year number 41.
What were some of your most favorite finals matches, performances? I mean, you've seen a lot in 41 years. Does there anything come to mind that sticks out to you?
You know, you're right. I have seen a lot, and I'll be the first to admit I've forgotten a lot. You know, and of course, you know, right away you think of the four-time guys. I mean, obviously, I mean, can anybody possibly top Kerry Colat?
Yeah. No.
Jeremy Hunter was certainly a very, very close second. You know, and then you think about some of the one of the things I always remember, and you almost hate to bring these types of things up, but, you know, there one year we were sitting here after 2 days, and back then we had adjoining rooms with our since-deceased friend Jim Delera of Burgerstown, who loved wrestling. And, you know, and a couple of guys from Jeanette that used to come up, and we'd have adjoining rooms and would sit and talk afterwards. After the first 2 days, we thought, boy, it's been kind of uneventful. Not a whole lot has happened. And then the next day, all heck broke loose. Just a couple of some controversial calls involving some local guys. Dave Thomas of Waynesburg was one of them. I thought that was one of that was really egregious the way he lost in his match, and I believe it was Keylon O'Daniel who had a controversial finish to his match when things got a little bit crazy after that match. And, you know, so you never don't that's when you learn to make those statements. You know, usually when you say something like that, you're proven wrong in a hurry.
Yeah.
So those are just a couple of things that come to mind quickly since you ask.
Well, you mentioned the four-timers, and it's I guess it's fitting, right, that you may get this end your last year with a four-timer with Rune Lawrence going for it.
Well, he's certainly going for it, and it's going to be interesting to watch that chase. A lot of changes, obviously, going back to, the old Hershey Park Arena that they still use. I think the Bears still use that as when they can't practice here, they often practice over there. Things have changed a great deal since then. We used to, before there was flow, and Bob Gregg and I used to stay up all night doing an index card for each match. And as matches came up, I think there were four mats back then, so we'd put the index cards in front of us. When a match was over, you'd cross out the loser and write down the score, and we kept those in a stack in order. So that's how we would recap via index cards. So a lot has changed.
I would say. Yes, it has.
And we're just about, we're going to the third period on mat six in the bout between Benjamin Finelli of Easton and Trocon Kai of Whitehall. And that's 5-2 for Finelli of Easton. And again, we've got Dominic Ferraro now coming up on mat six against Luke Knox of Perkiomen Valley. That's at 139 pounds. They're putting the anklets on, and they shake hands, and they're underway. Ferraro losing in the round of 16, 4-2. We got in an awkward situation. They roll it. He comes down right on top of Knox and puts him to his back. Knox right now at about 90 degrees, but Ferraro had already gotten a five count. Now Ferraro steps to the side, but Knox is going to fight it off and get back belly down. So Ferraro, with now under 30 seconds to go in the first, has a 5-0 lead.
You know, a guy who's just going to be finishing his match, Zach Jaffe of Kennedy, he's going to drop a 4-2 decision to Quinn McBride of Penridge. Just want to say prayers to the Jaffe family. Haley Jaffe, I'm sure you heard earlier today, won her match, one of the best in the state, but their father actually passed away this past week. They delayed the funeral so both he and his sister could wrestle in the state tournament. So just prayers to the Jaffe family of Kennett. Tough to wrestle through something like that.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, I mean, you can look at it a couple of ways. You just can't imagine how you could concentrate on wrestling. But, you know, on the other side, you know, you think maybe their father would have wanted it that way, and they can use it as motivation. And I'm sure they'll probably experience both sides of that as the tournament goes on.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely.
Ferraro starts his second period on the bottom with a 5-0 lead. When we get to 152 pounds, we will have three District 7 wrestlers in that weight class. And that won't be long. Ferraro still on the bottom with a 5-0 lead, 35 seconds into the second period up on mat 6.
Unfortunately, two of them wrestle each other.
Yes.
Yeah. That'll happen a couple times.
I think we've got that at 285 as well. Lloyd of Mount Lebanon and Turk of Thomas Jefferson.
It's tough when you see that in an elimination match, because you know you got one advancing for the WPL, but you also lose one too.
Well, so, you know, and part of that, I mean, as Ferraro's trying to, almost look like he's trying to roll into a Peterson here, but actually, yeah, now he's got the hips up and he's got his body up on top of Knox and should be getting the reversal there. Ferraro gets it with 43 seconds to go in the second. He's up 7-0 now. You know, that's what happens when you bring four qualifiers. I mean, the years when the District 7 only brought three and, you know, coaches lobbied for four, well, you know, and again, that's not, it's done all on percentages of schools that, you know, that wrestle AAA and, you know, and AA. It's not done based on any success or anything like that. It's all done on percentages. But that's the downside of getting four, is you run into those situations early on where somebody's going to get eliminated early because you've got two facing each other.
I tell you, just going back to your history, Mark, just going back to those three qualifiers, I'm sure you could think of a number of times where guys of the WPIL didn't even make it out that could have been on the award stand in Hershey the following week had they taken four as opposed to three in some weights.
Well, and this was, and you're right, and this was sort of, well, not sort of, it was before my time. Knox of Perkiomen Valley is going to get out 4-1 here with 5 seconds to go in the second period. So Ferraro fighting off a late shot here. Ferraro will lead 7-1 going back to, or going to the third period. I got to tell you, the people who wrestled before, long before I started doing this, talked about the days when, you know, if you weren't the champion, you were staying home.
Yeah.
So Ferraro and Knox start their third period neutral. Knox shoots right in on Ferraro. Ferraro wrapped around the waist, draped over the back of Knox now. Knox trying to come out the back door, and it looks like he will. Ferraro has had to be careful. That's going to be stopped on a potentially dangerous call, so we may not get the takedown there. No, we will not. Ferraro had to be careful not to scissor to get a head scissors there, which he did not, but he also fought it off till they got the potentially dangerous call, and it's still neutral with a minute and a half to go. Long-range shot by Knox, unable to get in deep. They tie up on their knees. knocked barely with a hand on the left leg of Ferraro, and now a stalemate called with a minute 7 to go in the third period. Knox comes after Ferraro, creates an opening and shoots to the right leg, but Ferraro goes around the head and rolls Knox to the mat. He's going to get the takedown. Hard to see from this angle. It looks like Knox is on his back, but actually he is not. Ferraro with the takedown leads 9-1. Gets back around behind to stay in a better position. He's in a really good position with a 9-1 lead and 40 seconds to go as far as that's concerned. Knox on his knees, head down. Now picks the head up off the mat. Down to 20 seconds remaining. Half Nelson here for Ferraro. Knox trying to fight that off. Official's kind of in my way here. Now I get a better look at it as he steps out of the way. Knox gets back belly down and time's going to run out. Dominic Ferraro of Pine Richland will stay alive with a 9-1 consolation win.
You know, Mark, just looking through these wrestlers who have won four state championships, you've had the opportunity to call 10 of the 13.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. I was reading an article last night about four-timers, and whoever wrote the article said he had the exact same experience. He had seen 10 of the 13.
So I think you started right when Matt Gearhart of Catasauqua started. He was probably in the middle of his run. But obviously you saw him a couple of times, and then obviously you saw the rest, all four.
Yeah, you know, you talk about memories. And you know, the 84 was my first state tournament. And the thing I always remember, first of all, Patsy Volcano, I believe, won that year. But the one thing I remember is Carlton Hasselrig coming in from Johnstown with what I believe was a 6-0 record to start the tournament, and goes on and wins the state championship.
Yeah. And that was just the beginning of his story, what he would do at Pitt Johnstown. And a couple District 7 guys coming up here. Walker Plum on deck on mat 4. Jones of West Allegheny on deck, mat 5.
Yeah, Jones and Dunlap of South Fayette will be wrestling each other. About ahead of that is late in the first period, Mateo Garcia of Wilson and Ruben Mumper of Donegal. They're scoreless coming to the end of the first.
Robbie Allison's bout against Euchre Perkiomen Valley does show up on the board in the hole on mat 1, so keep an eye on that to see if he'll be able to go.
Yeah, you got to give Allison a lot of credit. You know, again, he's after every match I have seen him wrestle this year and going back to last year too, he just has issue with breathing that he can control otherwise, but when out on the mat, he has a really hard time doing that. And you know, given those difficulties, I think a lot of guys probably wouldn't even bother wrestling. Yeah. And here he is at the state tournament.
Yeah, and Greg had mentioned, he was up 4-0 in that bout and looking really good. Then it just all of a sudden.
Antonio Walker underway from Plum against Parker Kearns of Mifflin County. As the Robbie Allison story is kind of interesting. I was talking to Ron Tarquinio last week about it. He's like, Robbie said last year, I'm not coming out. Then wrestling season came around. He came into the room and it was like, what are you doing here? Well, I want to be here for TJ's last year. Okay. So then he starts practicing with the team. I'm only doing team stuff. And then the team season ends. What are you doing here in practice? You know, I'd like to try to get the Hershey. And Eddie Street went for individuals, so.
Gets in your blood. It's hard to get it out.
Especially when your brother, you know, TJ, is wrestling as well. I mean, I think if TJ wasn't there, that's a little bit of a different story. But obviously, I'm sure they talk about it at home all the time. And I'm sure TJ had a part, too, in talking him into it. No score at the end of one for Walker and Kearns.
Well, speaking of TJ Allison, he was 1-1 today, so he's in the consolation round, but he will not wrestle until tomorrow.
Bob Gregg, listening, Mark. He wanted me to ask you about the fans around you guys at the Hershey Park Arena.
Oh, my. I talk about the things you forget. And, you know, I thought of something during the last match, and quite frankly, it's a story I can't tell. But that I can. I mean, we were right in the middle of the stands back in the old arena, and there were people. You know, and we're right in the center. So, you know, a wrestler whose, you know, family or friends would get right behind, because we were kind of in an open booth in that old arena, and people would stand right above us and yell and scream for their guy, and then his match would be over, and the next guys would come up, and his family and friends would come up. So it was, I mean, I appreciate being up here because it would just be so loud with fans around you all the time and always move. So there was always somebody there, and then they put like a little shelf up there. People would put their drinks up there. Occasionally they'd get knocked over and spilled on us.
Oh, my goodness. So I guess you didn't need a crowd mic then.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Plenty of ambiance without it.
Walker, a plum riding in the second period in a scoreless match with Kearns. 45 seconds to go in the second. They are still scoreless.
Locker rooms there, I think, basically just had benches and nails on the wall.
Oh. Going to get a stalemate between Kearns and Walker. 30 seconds left in the second. Still scoreless.
So bout on mat 5 has just completed. Campbell of Nazareth, a 2-1 winner over Brohart of Council Rock South. That is at 100 and I believe that was it. Well, either way, the bout for Jones and Dunlap is coming up now.
Final 15 seconds. Kearns up to his feet, and he's going to, and Walker on the ankle, and lost the ankle. 5 seconds left. Rode for most of that period, but Kearns a 1-0 lead after two.
So Luke Dunlap of South Fayette and Nick Jones of West Allegheny underway. A couple of section rivals here. Jones in on the left leg of Dunlap, but out of bounds, 27 seconds in. So they quickly restart. Jones and Dunlap, neither really wanting to tie up so far.
Walker to his feet, and he'll get free for one. So he and Kearns tied at one, a minute and a half to go in the third.
The Jones and Dunlap match, you think, not only just two Whippeo kids, two kids from the same section battling it out here early at Hershey.
Dunlap got in on the left leg, but time's going to run out in the first, scoreless after one. Dunlap wins the flip and defers. Jones wants bottom position.
One 10 to go, third period. Still 1-1, Kearns and Walker.
Jones trying to get up to his feet in the second. Now turns in, sprawls back, and nearly reversed Dunlap, but Dunlap turned back in to face Jones. Jones now locks on both legs, picks Dunlap up, carries him back into the center of the mat. Now trying to trip him back down. And they kind of roll through, and it's Jones who's going to end up getting the reversal there. That was a pretty interesting first 30 seconds of the second period. Jones up 2-0.
35 seconds left, third period, tied at one, Kearns and Walker. Wrestling neutral. Shot in by Kearns, gets on an inside single, drops Walker to a hip. Walker draped over the back. Tries to elevate Kearns off the leg. Kearns wants to try to lace that leg. 10 seconds left. Kearns trying to finish. Very close to being able to. Walker just trying to hold this off. Final seconds. And not going to get the takedown. We're headed to overtime. Tied at one.
53 seconds to go in the second. Dunlap and Jones back into the center with Jones of West Allegheny riding and leading 2-0.
Remember that name you were glad you didn't have to say earlier? We got two of them.
Ooh.
One on Matt, one on Matt, too. We got Imazar Bezbekov up 2-0 on Matt 1. And on Matt 2, Beknazar Bezbekov are both out there at the same time.
Kudos to you for saying it twice.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but once I know how to say one of those, you sort of get to enjoy saying. You probably say it more than you should because you're sort of proud of yourself that you've got it. Jones and Dunlap roll, and Jones is still on top here. Although Dunlap is trying to get free, Jones hanging onto a leg with just 4 seconds to go in the second period. Jones will be called for stalling with 3 seconds to go in the period. It's the first call against him.
Not going to lie, Rusty, I probably just not even said anything. Not even gave it a try.
I haven't got to talk a lot this round, so I think might as well get it in.
Throw it in. 1-1 between Walker and Kearns. Final 10 seconds of the overtime period. Kearns shot in. Walker just forces his weight over top of him, and he's going to get the takedown and win 3-1. The final seconds come off. We'll say 59 seconds of overtime. But Walker, a 3-1 overtime winner.
Going to the third period between Jones of West Allegheny, Dunlap of South Fayette, and Dunlap on the bottom rolls, then stands, and Jones stays with all of that, and they're out of bounds with just 7 seconds off the third period clock. Just looking ahead a little bit. Jack Tongle of Plum coming up at 172 pounds. Again, Robbie Allison at 189. Aiden Buggy at 215. And three of the four District 7 heavyweights. The only one who won't wrestle in this consolation round is McConaughey of North Allegheny. He's in tomorrow's consolations. Jones and Dunlap out of bounds, minute 36 to go in the third. Still 2-0 for Nick Jones of West Allegheny. Dunlap, as they come back to referee's position on the bottom. Dunlap not able to get a quick move off the whistle. Now up to his feet. Jones trips him back to the mat as they fall to the mat. Dunlap reaches underneath to grab an ankle. Actually went to his own back and gave up a one count there. Dunlap still trying to pull the leg in. It's hard to tell if he had both legs there. Well, it just locks on one. Jones, even though he's on top, now has to, because he was in a tough position, had to roll over and give up the reversal. And now Jones to his feet and escapes right away. So Jones up 3-2, 45 seconds left. Jones drops to the right leg. Head between the legs of Dunlap now with 30 seconds to go. Dunlap draped over Jones' back and grabbing an ankle. Jones, with Dunlap wrapped around the waist, they roll through. 20 seconds left, and action stopped on a potentially dangerous. So they'll restart. Dunlap of South Fayette needs a point to tie. 11 seconds to go. Grabs an arm, tries to spin underneath with that. Gets behind Jones, but Jones around Dunlap's head. 2 seconds to go, and Nick Jones of West Allegheny will hang on and win 3-2, eliminating South Fayette's Luke Dunlap. Dunlap becomes the third AAA WPIAL wrestler to be eliminated. A 3 out of 52 total to start the day. It's been a pretty good day for AAA. Probably would like to have more than the 24 quarterfinalists that they have.
So, Mark, another request for you. Give us the high atop rundown.
Well, it was something that Pete Stanton, who started broadcasting wrestling at WJPA back in the 1940s, he would always, that was one of the things he always said, from high atop the Hershey Park Arena in Chocolatown, USA. And that is something that we carried on for a long time, but that obviously it's not the Hershey Park Arena anymore, but that was kind of a signature phrase of Pete Stanton. And you know, Pete retired in 84, and again, he retired. I think he did Junior Olympics in 84, and Bob and I did the state tournament, and I've been here ever since.
Starting to see the 285-pounders on the board. The Lloyd and Turk match will be on mat 5 in the hole, and Roan Tustin's match will be in the hole on mat 2.
And Tongle still on deck on mat number 6. So we've got a break in the action. We'll step aside, and as we near the finish of day one here at the state wrestling tournament, more coming up on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Glad you're with us here on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington. Those of you listening online, greensports.net, WJPA.com, along the WJPA Sports Network. First round consolations in AAA. Bouts currently anywhere from 160 to 189.
Looks like all the matches are called as well.
Yes.
So I see 4 285s on there.
Robbie Allison's bout is on deck on mat 1. And a peek down here to the right to see where the wrestlers are waiting. They kind of wait on both sides of the arena for the upcoming bouts.
Bout on mat 6 about to come to an end, and that's Neil of Boiling Springs and Scanlon of Bethlehem Catholic. Scanlon looks like he will win that one 3-1, and that will put Jack Tongle of Plum up on that mat. Tongle at 172 pounds. Lost his preliminary bout 3-1. He'll be wrestling Avery Arand of Mifflin County. Hunter Snyder of Latrobe beat Arand in the round of 16, 4-0.
Just looking around just to see if I even saw any of the Trinity coaches or Robbie Allison warming up. I don't see them down there. Not to say that they can't be in a tunnel or something and out of our vision, but I'm not seeing anyone from Trinity on either of the two sides where the wrestlers typically are when they're about to come up.
About before them, we have an injury stoppage now. Miller of Sealands Grove being attended to. He's trailing 10-4 to Ernazar Bezhbekov. 36 seconds left in the bout, but there's been a few stoppages in it. Otherwise, we would have already been up to Allison's match. Roan Tustin on deck on mat two. He'll be taking on Smith of New Oxford.
Tongal and Alran scoreless, out of bounds, 28 seconds to go in the first period. Tongal fakes a shot. Now Alran shoots, can't get to the left leg. Tongal shuts him off, works the head. Tie up on their knees, just 8 seconds to go in the first period. And there is the end of the first. Tongal and Alran scoreless after one.
Starting to move bouts around now. Get through this last round a little quicker.
So Jack Tongal of Plum on top to start the second period. Alran's trying to sit back into Tongal. Tongal still in control. Looks like he's trying to get the left leg in. Works across on the right arm. 30 seconds into the second period. Tongal breaks Alran flat to his stomach. Does have the leg in. Alran gets that right arm free. Tongal shoving down on Alran's head with a minute to go in the second. Alran to his knees. Tongal out to the side, loses the leg, and Alran will just kind of pull him underneath, and with the reversal, Alran leads 2-0. 43 seconds to go in the second.
About before Allison's comes to an end, so we're going to answer here pretty shortly, as you can see his opponent already, Euchre of Perkiomen Valley, heading over to the scorer's table.
I do not see Allison anywhere.
Tongal and Alran out of bounds, 23 seconds to go in the second. Still 2-0 for Alran.
They do raise Euchre's hand, so it's a medical forfeit, it appears, for Robbie Allison here for Trinity, so Euchre will advance. And as far as mat one goes, there is one bout still listed there. And then on mat two, getting closer to Roan Tustin's bout, the bout before his, has a minute and 20 seconds to go in the third period.
End of two, Alran of Mifflin County leads Tongal of Plum 2-0. So we'll keep our eye on Roan Tustin and have him in the third period of the Tongal bout when we come right back here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee in healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Start of the third period, Alran of Mifflin County and Tongal of Plum. They're on their feet. Again, Alran with a 2-0 lead. Alran shoots in, and Tongal able to sprawl back. They're out of bounds. A minute, 6 seconds to go in the third. Still have Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon and Shepard Turk of Thomas Jefferson facing each other in a 285-pound consolation bout. That'll be coming up on mat 5. Current bout there, just started the second period. Here's Tongo, unable to fight off a shot from Allrand of Mifflin County. Allrand leads 4-0. He has Tongo broken flat to his stomach right on the edge of the mat.
About before Ron Tustin is 4 seconds away from ending. As DeLuise of Fun Catholic takes a 10-4 decision over Vitelli of Avon Grove.
Allrand and Tongo out of bounds, just 20 seconds to go. So Tongo needs 4 points in the last 20 seconds, or he will become the fifth AAA WPI AL wrestler eliminated.
And Tustin already out on mat 2. His opponent, Micah Smith of New Oxford, came into the tournament 28-9. Tustin came in 23-3 on the year.
Late roll by Tongle. He's out for one. And now time's going to run out. So Avery Allrand of Mifflin County will defeat Jack Tongle of Plum 4-1.
Tustin and Smith underway. Underhooks by Smith coming in, trying to jack up Tustin. He backs out of that. Now gets drugged by. Now he goes in with a body lock, and he gets thrown on his back, but rolls all the way through and comes around behind for a takedown. Giving up a lot of size, as Tustin often does, 285. Makes up for it in strength and quickness. And now tries to chin Smith back. Now just settles back in behind him. Now chops him down hard to the left side. Gets a wing in. And I think when he did chop Smith down, shook him up a bit because he's asking for injury time. 2-0 Tustin with 16 seconds to go in the first as they break for the injury time. I don't know if it's a shoulder.
Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny underway on mat 6. Against Reagan McCullough of Central Bucks East.
Seemed to be a shoulder maybe because he's stretching out that left arm. They're asking him for some range of motion tests. Smith back up to his feet. They cut the injury time, and we'll get back at it here with 16 to go in the first. Caution on Tustin before the restart.
Buggy driving into McCullough. Central Bucks East drives him out. 2 seconds to go in the first. They're still scoreless.
Tustin flattens Smith out to the mat. 7 seconds to go in the period.
Here's the end of the first for Buggy and McCullough.
End of the first for Tustin and Smith.
And we'll pick up those two bouts. And coming up soon, Lloyd of Mount Lebanon and Turk of Thomas Jefferson. Back on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Back here, Tustin, oh, they roll through, and now he does get caught on his back by Smith, and he is in trouble. Smith looking for the fall. Tustin had him going down, but Smith used the momentum to roll over. Now Tustin trying to fight off his back here in the second period. Close to getting his head popped out. He is going to flatten out. So he survives, but he's going to be trailing by a score of 5-3 with 1:12 to go in the second period. They started neutral here in the second period.
Reagan McCullough of Central Bucks East escaped against Aiden Buggy. And Buggy now in on a double. Buggy's going to take McCullough down. So Buggy up 2-1 nearly halfway through the second period.
Escape for Tustin. It's 5-4 now. You wonder how much he's got left after having to fight off his back against a much larger 285-pounder.
McCullough escapes. He and Buggy now tied at 2 midway through the second.
Head-to-head tie up here, 33 seconds to go. Tustin was leading 3-0 with the escape at the beginning of the period. A 5-point move by Smith. 15 seconds to go. It'll be Smith's choice in the third.
Buggy and McCullough out of bounds, 34 seconds to go, second period. Still neutral, still tied at 2.
Go to the third period with Smith leading 5-4. And he wants neutral to start.
Shepard Turk puts Ben Lloyd onto his back. And then gets the fall. Turk is going to pin Lloyd in 44 seconds.
Another throw attempt. And this time it's Tustin stepping over with the hips, and he does come out on top for 2. No, they haven't given it yet. The head is still underneath the arm. Now he pops his head, and he's got the takedown to make it 6-5.
Going to the third period, McCullough, Central Bucks East, Buggy of North Allegheny tied at 2. Buggy starts the third on the bottom.
Quad pod for Smith. Minute 20 to go in the third. Tustin up 6-5 as he chops him down to the right side. Now he tries to jump a half on that right side. Settles back in behind. Tustin now trying to bring him back on the mat, but they're going to go off the mat. With 54 seconds to go, Smith still on the bottom position.
Buggy of North Allegheny still on the bottom, although up to his feet and taken out of bounds by McCullough of Central Bucks East. Central Bucks East still 2-2, minute 20 to go, third period.
Off the restart, Tustin chops him down to the left side again, gets Smith flattened out. Now he ties up the left wrist with a 2-on-1, tries to roll it up underneath of Smith. Smith at that same time gets his hips up. Now a roll down to his side on the attempt, and then Tustin's able to stay behind him. We're down to 24 seconds to go. We're going to get a stall warning on top for Tustin, his first one. So we'll restart with 20 seconds to go. One more would be a point for Smith, and that would tie it up.
Buggy and McCullough still tied at 2, 107 to go, coming back to the center.
Tustin tops down hard again, comes in. Now he does try to throw a half on the right side. Trying to get up to his feet is Smith. Tustin tries to chop down on the left arm, 7 seconds to go. Now he switches over to the other side. Locked around the waist, Smith going to spin through, and Tustin is going to hang on, 6-5. They're nearly getting pinned earlier in the second period. He will stay alive to advance in the consolation rounds.
42 seconds to go for Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny, Reagan McCullough of Central Bucks East. Buggy still on the bottom. He's turned in to try to face McCullough, but McCullough around the head had an ankle, drove Buggy to the mat. Now Buggy stands and they fall back to the mat. Buggy comes down on top and he's going to get the reversal as they go out, so with 26 seconds to go. Now, well, let's hold on because referee and assistant referee are going to talk about this. And they compromise, and they'll give Buggy 1.
That's 2 or nothing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is the definition of 2 or nothing there.
My goodness. I want to know where that's at in the rule book. went into paint on the edge of the mat, we'll compromise and give one. Like it must be in the rule book that we don't know about.
McCullough shaken up, so he is sitting outside the boundary. There are 26 seconds to go in the third period there, and only one other bout in progress besides Buggy and McCullough. When we finish up here, we'll give you a quick District 7 recap for AAA. Take a look at tomorrow's schedule. Meanwhile, McCullough still getting injury time. Jamie Kiriazis back in the corner for North Allegheny.
Great guy.
Hey, talk about memories, those North Allegheny teams.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Late 80s, early 90s. Yeah, they were something else.
Bob Gregg brought up Gumby.
Oh, Brinzer.
A few weeks ago. Yep. Everywhere Ray Brinzer went, Gumby went with him. Snuck him into a few photos. And now McCullough and Buggy resume action. Buggy up 3-2. And they step out of bounds with 16 seconds to go. Looked like McCullough jumped a little quickly there to shoot across. Buggy nearly spun behind, just couldn't wrap up. McCullough shoots again on the edge, slips off the headlock, and Buggy does, and he'll get a takedown, and that will send Aiden Buggy into the next round of consolations with a 5-2 win. So that will conclude our action here for day one of the state wrestling tournament. It has been a wild one. Again, we'll recap the District 7 wrestlers, let you know where everybody is. When we wrap things up, we're back to the Giant Center in just a moment here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County and the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Back here at the Giant Center, AAA numbers, I have 24 in the quarterfinals, 22 still alive in the consolations, and 6 have been eliminated. So just to let you know where everybody stands, back at 107, Nolan Rice of Connellsville in the quarterfinals, Peters Township's Nicholas McGarity, Hempfield's Nico Capusta, and Penn Trafford's Dylan Barrett, all still alive in the consolations. At 114 pounds, Landon Sidden of Norwin, Santino Sloboda of Butler in the quarterfinals, Leo Joseph of Latrobe still alive in the consolations, and Caden Harbert of West Allegheny has been eliminated. 121 pounds, Tyler Capusta of Franklin Regional Collier Hartman of Canon McMillan and Luke Willishow of Latrobe all in the quarterfinals, and Connor Smith of Seneca Valley in the second round of consolations. 127 pounds, Andrew Binney of Canon McMillan in the quarterfinals, Owen Klodowski of Baldwin, Kai Sheftick of Waynesburg, and Klodowski and Sheftick are both in the second round of consolations, and Jake Braun of Latrobe has been eliminated. 133 pounds, Mason Kernan of Bethel Park, Romeo Islamov of Baldwin, Kai Vioma of Connellsville, all in the quarterfinals, and Case Chop of Butler is in the second round of consolations tomorrow. 139 pounds, Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson and Blake Reiner of Trinity in the quarterfinals, and into the second round of consolations, Dominic Ferraro of Pine Richland and Ryder Joseph of Canon McMillan. 145 pounds, Evan Petrovich of Connellsville, Hayden Coy of Pentrafford in the quarterfinals, T.J. Allison of Trinity and Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon are in the second round of consolations. 152 pounds, Eli Carr of Hempfield is in the quarterfinals, and Antonio Walker of Plum winning an overtime bout. He makes it to the second round of consolations. Nick Jones of West Allegheny in the second round of consolations. Jones eliminated South Fayette's Luke Dunlap in the just recently completed consolation round. 160 pounds, Lonzi Vioma of Connellsville and Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson are in the quarterfinals. And Brock Evans of Waynesburg, Corden McDonald of Bethel Park, both in the second round of consolation, still alive. 172 pounds, Hunter Snyder of Latrobe, Bodie Morgan of Trinity, and Vaughn Spencer of Pine Richland are all in the quarterfinals. Jack Tongle of Plum has been eliminated. At 189, Cooper Roskoski of Kiski, Roman Thompson of Central Catholic, and Nathan Campbell of Norwin are all in the quarterfinals. Trinity's Robbie Allison defaulted in his first match and defaulted and didn't go in the first round of consolation, so he is eliminated as well. 215 pounds, Jake Conroy of Ringgold is in the quarterfinals, and Juliano Marion of Franklin Regional, Gino Calguero of Canon McMillan, and Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny are all in the second round of consolations. And at 285, Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon was eliminated by Shepard Turk of Thomas Jefferson. Turk, along with Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny and Roan Tustin of Waynesburg, are all in the second round of consolation. So a quick look at tomorrow's schedule. We'll start with AA quarterfinals and second round consolations at 8 a.m., girls quarterfinals and first round consolations at 11:45 a.m., and AAA quarterfinals and second and third round consolations start at 2:15 tomorrow. And then tomorrow night we're going to have semifinals on all six mats, all at 7 o'clock. And also a round of consolations along with those semifinals. With that semifinal round for AA, AAA, and girls all start at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So tomorrow probably going to be the busiest day, the longest day, because we do start tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Right, 8 a.m., and I think there's another consolation round after that 7 o'clock round, too. So I think it probably won't end till, I mean, if I'm just rough guessing, like 11 o'clock at night. So.
I think that's a pretty fair estimate. So, again, it's going to be
it's all straight through. It should be.
Yep, a lengthy day tomorrow, and we'll see how we get through it. Just take it one step at a time. But that'll do it for day one of the state wrestling action here. Thanks to Jacob Knisner for producing for us today. A long day for him as well. Thanks to Rusty Pettit and Greg Warnock and Going to need your guys' help tomorrow as well. And, of course, always a special thank you to our sponsors. We appreciate them being with us, and they include the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Regional anesthesia experts and Dr. Brian Matusik, a proud Big Mac alum. The Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for 85 years. On North Franklin Drive in Washington. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. Washington Financial Bank. Download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on, monarchtrans.com for details. Ritzko Insurance Agency, don't stall, give Ritzko Insurance a call, 724-745-3379. Also, Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. Also, 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. And Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. We're on the air tomorrow morning at 7:50, so be with us for more state wrestling here from the Giant Center in Hershey. Thanks for being with us. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.